Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you all. Welcome to our All Age service for July. Just one notice, I think, for next Sunday. Next Sunday's service will be a sharing service, which Bernie is going to be leading for us. So if you have got anything to share which you think will encourage us, be a blessing to us, please have a word with Bernie today, or maybe during the week, or even at the last minute on Sunday morning. It's always good to share with one another so we can encourage one another and build one another up. So that'll be for next Sunday. So we are here to worship our loving Heavenly Father. Our service will include songs and prayers and Bible readings and reflections and videos. And the theme of our service today is, would you mind please, thank you Darren, hearing, growing and living in Christ. And as we come to worship, we're going to begin by saying some words from Psalm 95 together. So I hope these words will encourage us as we come into God's presence. And please say the words together against all. So come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. So as we continue in our worship, we're going to sing for joy to the Lord, I hope, as we sing our first song. Who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Behold our God seated on his throne. We normally stand to sing, but please remain seated if you're more comfortable.
Behold,
And let's continue in our worship as we come before our God in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that together we can come before you with thanksgiving. Thank you that we can extol you with music and song. And we do that because you are a great God. You are the great King above all gods. As we've heard, in your hands are the depths of the earth. The mountain peaks belong to you, the sea is yours. And so, Father, we come to worship, we come to bow down in worship. We come to acknowledge you as the great and mighty God, the creator and sustainer. And we praise you too that not only do you hold the oceans in your hands, you hold us in your hands as well. And Lord, that thrills our hearts to know that you love us, that you care for us, that you're concerned about every aspect of our lives. And you demonstrate your love for us supremely in the gift of your Son to be our Saviour. So, Father, we just come before you in praise and worship. We sing for joy to you and we exalt you, for you are our God seated on your throne. And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So our theme this morning is hearing, growing and living in Christ. We've got two or three Bible readings to help us. And the first one is the parable of the sower. And Eleanor is going to come and read for us. This is from Matthew 13, 1 to 9. So the parable of the sower. Thank you, Eleanor.
The parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky paths, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but the soil was shallow. When the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Some other seeds fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear.
Thank you very much indeed, Eleanor. So we're going to continue in our worship. We're going to sing three songs, beginning with Jesus, We Enthrone You, followed by What Gift of Grace Is Jesus, My Redeemer, and then Jesus, All for Jesus. So Jesus, We Enthrone You.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Eleanor came and read to us the parable of the sower, and Sophelia is now going to come and read the story of Jesus explaining the parable of the sower. So thank you, Sophelia.
Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
Thank you very much, Sophelia. So to help us think a little bit about hearing and responding, we are going to watch a short video, Hearing and Responding.
Hey, can I ask you to do me a favour? Can you post this letter through somebody's door? I do it myself, but Alistair's got me doing something for the August all-age service. I can't wait for him to be gone. Is that a yes? Right, I'll leave it on the telephone table then. All right, thank you. Sake. I asked you to post me this hours ago. Huh? Can you get it posted? I haven't got the time because Alistair's got me doing all this work. I'll be glad when he's gone. Just let me have a look at this text message. are you doing? Did you not see this text message? It was off your dad. He's just messing with you. Look, just post this, will you? It was for me all along. This storyline makes no sense.
Thanks ever so much to Dave for most of that video. I do want to say how much we appreciate Dave. So much work goes into 3 minutes. So thank you very much, Dave, for that. So the theme of our service today is hearing, growing, and living in Christ. So thinking about the Bible reading and maybe the message of the video, just a couple of questions for you. First of all, what things stop us from hearing what God is telling us, do you think? Any others? What might stop us hearing from what God is telling us? Anybody think of anything?
Being too busy.
Being too busy, yep. Wrapped up with other things. Anything else?
Worldly distractions.
Yep, lots of distractions, as we saw in the video and heard in the parable. Lots of things to distract us. Anything else? Other people telling us what they think God is telling us. What things stop us from doing what God is telling us, do you think? You don't want to. Yeah, quite simple. It's too hard. It's too costly, perhaps. Anything else?
Too scary.
Too scary. Yes, might be challenging, mightn't it?
Too busy.
Too busy. Yep. So, thinking about the parable of the sower, again, one of the things that struck me is the sower is the same and the seeds are the same. So the different results obviously depend on the soil, how we hear, how we respond to the sower and the seed. So some questions for us from the parable. Has the word of God bounced off me like the seed off the hard path in the field? Has it begun to grow in me so I could face pressure, laughter from work colleagues, and awkwardness with family and friends? Some of the pressures from the world around us. Have I thought about Jesus and his word, but are far more concerned about the cares, riches, and pleasures of life like everyone else? Or am I just a very ordinary Christian producing fruit wherever God has placed me, 160 or 30 times what was sown? So, four types of soil, four possible types of response. So, as we said, the sower's the same. The seed is the same. So, the different results depends on us, the soil, how we hear, how we respond to the sower and the seed. And we'll continue to think about these things in a bit. Before we do that, we are going to sing again. We'll take up our offering as we do so. We're going to sing, "There Must Be More Than This, O Breath of God, Come Breathe Within." To remind you that the bags support the work of the church, the pots support the children we sponsor. If you give electronically, if you're a guest, please let them pass. "There Must Be More Than This, O Breath of God, Come Breathe Within."
must be more than this. The breath of God coming from heaven. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you.
Fill us anew with faith. Fill us anew with faith. As you become born into faith. For those who call your name, Spirit of God, all in this place. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way.
And let's pray together. Father, thank you for the way that you bless us so much. Thank you for all the good things that you give us. And so we offer these gifts with grateful hearts, and we trust that you'll use them for your glory and for the extension of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. So, our theme this morning is hearing, growing, living in Christ. I'm going to show you another video. You will see lots of images. Some of the images will be of young birds, animals, and other creatures and things. And some of the pictures will be of adult birds, animals, creatures, and other things. All you've got to do is match the young with the adults and see how many you can get. I think there's maybe 20. So 10 adults, 10 little ones, little things. So thank you very much. Okay, so I've got down 10 younger things and 10 older things. Can anybody remember any of them, please? So we've got a cygnet and a swan, yep. Pig and piglet, yep. I think I heard chicken and egg. I don't know whether the egg came first. Was it the chicken? Yeah. Sophelia, yes. The acorn and the oak tree. Yep, I think there's another four or five, six to go. Sunflower seed, sunflower, yep. Tadpole and the frog. Baby Dave and Man Dave. We'd recognise those cherubic cheeks anywhere, wouldn't we? I think I've got three more. Yep, a swallowtail caterpillar and a swallowtail butterfly. One more, I think, or two more. We've got football in the car. There's one other. We've had the tadpole and the frog. Some of you probably got one of these at home. The cat and the kitten. Do you want to know the one you haven't got? What do cars turn into? Corners. I'm not responsible for that. I'm very sorry. If we run through the answers then, thank you. So young birds, animals and other creatures don't stay young for very long, do they? And neither do we. And as we grow up, we can do more and more things. So here are a few questions for you. They all begin with the words, at what age can you? So, would you mind, thank you, starting me off again, please, Darren? And again, thank you. There we go. So what age can you hold a license to drive a car? Pretty well unanimous, yep, 17. And again, thank you. At what age can you hold a license to ride a moped? 16. Very good, yep. At what age can you leave home? No, you can't. You can normally leave home at 16 without the consent of your parents or whoever's looking after you with parental responsibility. So what age can you have a bank account? Seven? Any increase on seven? 12 or 13? Yeah, I think I heard somebody say from birth. You can have a bank account from birth. It will be opened, obviously, by a parent or a guardian because you can't reach the things on the cash point. But from birth. So what age can you get a job? Most places you can work part-time from 14. Some local council areas you can work from 13. There are, of course, rules on what you can do, hours you can work, what time of day you can work. Obviously, you've got to think about things like television, modelling, theatre, so children can work, obviously, younger in those areas. So what age can you be left on your own? So I've got 12, 13, 14, 18, 11. You can be left on your own from birth. There is no legal age a child can be left home alone, but of course it is against the law if it puts them at risk. But there's no legal age, apparently. Just in case you're wondering, you better check it when you get home. But that's what I read on various websites. So what age can you buy alcohol? Yep, 18. Start babysitting. 14 and 16. You're not going to like this, I'm afraid. You can babysit for a child at any age. There is no legal minimum age to babysit. If you leave your children with someone who's under 16, you are responsible for their well-being still, apparently. So, what age can you buy a pet? After that, you're thinking any age, aren't you? Actually, it's 16. And that replies, that applies to all animals as well. I mean, I must admit, I had to double check these things. I couldn't believe some of them, but obviously there are illegal things you can and you can't do. So as obviously as you grow up, you can do more and more things. You can ride a moped, you can drive a car, you can work, and so on. So maybe answer this question. What do you want to be when you grow up? Any of the youngsters, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or if you're an older person, what did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to either be a train driver or play for Crystal Palace. Those were my dreams. They didn't quite work out as I hoped. But what did you want to be or do you want to be when you grow up?
Sophelia wants to be an adult.
Very good. Anybody else? What did you want to be when you grew up? Ah, so Ian wanted to be an air traffic cone. Bernie didn't want to be one, but yeah. Anybody else?
I wanted to be a nurse, but I couldn't have done that.
Be a nurse, yep. Okay. What are some of the benefits of growing up? Any benefits of growing up? You would hopefully, you would grow in wisdom. I guess you'd learn all sorts of things, wouldn't you, as you grow up? Sorry, Lynn? Yet, you'd be able to have a lot of choices. You can make decisions, make your own decisions, can't you? You can reach the biscuits on the top shelf. Very important. More independent. What are some of the problems of growing up? Responsibilities, yep, all of a sudden it falls down to you, doesn't it? Somebody just said children. Okay, our next Bible reading will tell us some of the ways we can grow as Christians. And we'll hear from Sophelia and Eleanor with two short passages from Galatians 5. Thank you very much, girls.
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Thank you very much again, girls.
Maybe we get to all the lights, please. Thanks, Ian. Or some more of them, anyway. Fantastic. Thank you. Growing up, maybe we can remember the exact age we could finally tie our shoelaces, or we learned to ride a bike, or we learned to ride a bike without stabilizers. There was a survey carried out recently of parents, and the survey put together a timeline. And the timeline showed when our children should be doing everything, riding a bike, going out at night, things like that. So how old do you think parents said their children should be? Two, and it's the same age for each of them. So how old do you think parents said their children should be to have friends over for sleepovers, go to friends for sleepovers, lay the table, or start getting pocket money? How old do you think parents said their children should be for those four things? So we've got 7, 8, 10. Where was that 10 from the back? Fantastic. It's 10, apparently. How old do you think parents said their children should be to tie their own shoelaces, put their own clothes in the wash, or brush their teeth without help?
21.
21? Was a little bit younger than that. 4. 7? 6? Who said 8? Ah, it was 8. And 8 at the back as well. Fantastic. How old do you think parents said their children should be to go to bed at 10 o'clock? 16? Is that you, Sophia, saying 12? You're very good at this. It's 12. Yep, spot on. How old do you think parents said their children should be to be in the house alone, go out on their own, go to the shop on their own, FaceTime friends, and have a computer in their bedroom? Any offers on that one? 14 and 13. Whoever said 13, it was 13. So, anybody remember how old they were when they learnt to tie their shoelaces? Remember how old you were when you learnt to tie your shoelaces? Just after starting school? 7 or 8? Yeah, I think I can just about remember tying shoelaces when I was at school. Junior school, I think that was, rather than secondary. What about ride a bike? Anybody remember how old you were when you learned to ride a bike? 6, 7, 7, 8. Yep, 6, 7, 8, that sort of age. How did you finally manage to ride your bike or tie your shoelaces on your own? I wonder. At the same time, that is very advanced. I don't think anybody's ever done that. 3 things, perhaps. You have to be clear about what you're trying to do. Keep on until you succeed, and know there are people around to help you. If we want to follow the Lord Jesus and hear and grow and live in him, then as Paul said in our Bible reading, 3 things we need to remember. We've got to know what God wants us to do. The Bible tells us what God wants us to do, doesn't it? It tells us about right things to do, wrong things to do, wise things to do, foolish things to do. Tells us about the fruit God wants us to display in our lives. We heard that, love, joy, peace, patience, and all the others. Tells us about the sins we ought to resist in our lives. Tells us about our responsibilities in the family, at work, in the community. If you like, the will of God is revealed for the people of God in the word of God. But not only that, we've got to keep on trying even when we fail. There are not many people I know who get on a bike and ride off just like that. Normally it's the sort of thing you have to keep trying. Similarly with your shoelaces, isn't it? We don't always get it right. But, this means with God's help, we are seeking to be the people he wants us to be, knowing there'll be times when we let him down. So we also remember with God there is compassion, there is forgiveness, there is grace when we fail. And talking of God's help, it means relying on the Holy Spirit to help us be the kind of people he wants us to be. to live the kind of lives he wants us to live and to bear the fruit he wants us to bear. So God gives us clear instructions about how he wants us to live, and we need to obey them, but we have the Holy Spirit to help us listen and obey, however tough life may seem. So hearing, growing, living in Christ, three things. Be clear about what you want to do. You've got to know what God wants us to do. Keep on trying even when we fail, and we do, don't we? But knowing with God there is forgiveness, and relying on God's Holy Spirit to help us. So let's come and pray together. As we pray, we'll also think about the parable of the sower, which of course is a reminder of how God's word is going out all over the world. So we'll remember the parable of the sower and some of the implications for mission today. So let's come and pray together. And Father, as we think about that parable of the sower, we want to pray so much for the spread of the glorious good news of the gospel all over the world. We think of some of the organisations we're involved with. We think of Tekura in Albania and BMS World Mission, Home Mission, Open Doors, Tear Fund, many others as well. Lord, we pray that you might graciously meet their financial, their practical, their spiritual needs. Pray particularly for missionaries who are struggling, maybe with isolation or difficulties or even danger. Pray for those undergoing training in preparation for mission. And we pray too that you might raise up more missionaries to share the glorious good news. Pray too for the thousands of people all over the world who have no access to the gospel. For Christians in troubled parts of our world. And we pray for ourselves. We pray that we will be faithful witnesses of Christ through our words and through our actions. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit might inspire us to share the right word at the right time, in the right way. Maybe in a few moments of silence, you might want to remember someone who's on your heart this morning. Maybe they've heard the message of Jesus, but they haven't perhaps yet responded. Or maybe it's a group that we're working with through our church at BAP, at TOTS, Urban Saints, Messy Church, the Nevin Camps. Just pray silently that God might open people's eyes, soften their hearts, and draw them to him. And Father, as we've thought about hearing and growing and living in Christ, we pray that you'll help us as well to be the people that you want us to be. Lord, help us to just be sure that we know what you want us to do. Help us to keep on trying even when we fail, knowing that with you there is forgiveness. Help us to rely on your Holy Spirit, we pray. And we are sorry for those times when we've had opportunities to learn, but perhaps we didn't pay attention. Those times when we knew what we should do, but maybe were concerned about what others might think or say, and so we didn't do it. Sorry when we think that living for you is too difficult, and we don't do what we know we should do. And we're sorry for those times when we just get distracted by all the good things we have, and we forget about living for you. And we thank you so much that you go on loving us despite our many faults. And we ask you to forgive us and give us a fresh start today. Help us to listen to you. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you. We also want to lift into your presence those who need that special touch from your hand today. And we continue to pray for Elizabeth Bailey. We remember Cordelia's mum Jenny. We think of George and Kay. We commend Helen to your love. Remember Jill and Chris and Louise's son Thomas. Lord, thank you that you know them. Thank you that you love them. And Lord, will you be at work in their lives to heal, renew, and restore? And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to close with one final song. It's the hymn, O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. It's a hymn that has multiple tunes. So I said to George, could we have the modern tune to it? But the modern tune I sang when I was at school, so I'm not sure how modern it actually is. But I hope it's the one that you know. It's the slightly goeier one, if you know the one I mean. So, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end.
Mm-hmm.
For Jesus ever promised to serve you to the end. Be up all over you live, and as to him point good. And shall not fill the battle, if thou art by my side.
So, Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. So please give us the courage to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.